you guys. Happy Monday.
Man, we still got to get the lights right in here.
Well, you know.
I'm done with the house. So now that I'm done with that house over there, I'll be able to fucking work in here and we'll get this light right.
Yeah, because he's been gone much all day. And, yeah. You know, I've been doing other things and haven't really had time to fart around with the lights. So I'm just kind of like, whatever, good enough. But yeah.
Like I got to go back to go get the ladder. I left a ladder down there. I couldn't take it with me because I had to take a bunch of other shit, but.
And it
go over there tomorrow and get that ladder, and then that's it.
Yeah. So as we mentioned previously, I kind of said before that I'm just going to stop worrying about... We're still going to do, like, matinees, you know, every day, like, when we see movies and stuff. But I'm not going to worry too much about, oh, we have to do them at exactly 3 p.m. every day because it's just too stressful.
Yeah, I mean, and other things are going on.
So yeah, I mean, I guess from now on it won't be so bad because, like I said, you'll be home most of the time, so you'll be around at the time, but I don't know. So I don't know. I just kind of felt like, well, we can just jump on whenever.
Yeah, and another thing, we're probably going to do this. We're going to have the main show on Wednesday, okay? And then we're going to have sidetracks on Friday.
Yeah.
That way Friday is the pregame because we can drink. And then when we get out, we'll go to the club.
Yeah, I kind of feel like when you first said that, I was kind of like, I mean, it won't really matter too much to people because you're still getting a stream on Wednesday night and Friday night. Yeah. It'll just be like Friday night. It'll just be free for all, really a topic, which in a way kind of like...
Might make sense more.
I think that's better because then that way Friday night, I don't have to worry about... We can just have a good time. Right. You know, it's the beginning of the weekend. If we want to go out after, I don't have to worry about, you know, doing all the topic and shit. Like, I mean, I still got to do the research, obviously,
but
for the Wednesday show.
Do it on a different day.
But I could do it on a different day. So, so that's another thing we were talking about.
Yeah, and if we got to be somewhere that night, because, man, we're missing out on Fridays and Saturday nights type shit. So if we got to be somewhere, we'll just fucking start the show a little bit early and then end it a little bit early.
Yeah, that's all. Like I said, I think I got too, like, rigidly into we have to do things at a specific time. But I don't know. I kind of feel like as long as we do it kind of around the time, then it'll be okay.
Yeah.
But, you know.
We got Bee's Nest in the chat. He showed me a picture of himself now that he's been on TRT for a while. You fucking trim it down. You trim it down, Bees. It's not gonna, like I said, you just get in the fucking first couple months of it. You know what I mean? Fucking, it gets a lot better as it goes. I will tell you, though, man, go to Planet Fitness. Get some real weights. Don't that little fucking the dumbbells that you're dealing with, it's not enough. You need those machines, too, that'll help you. Okay. So we saw Venom.
Well, I was going to say a couple more things first.
Okay, good.
One thing, shout out to Lady Vesuvius, our latest patron. Okay. Also another one from the UK, so thank you again. We'll thank her again on the main show, but I just wanted to make sure I mentioned that. Also, I think our stream yesterday on No Time to Die, I think it got cut off at the end.
Yeah.
We weren't talking about the movie anymore.
Yeah.
But one thing that I did say that I think got cut off was that I think for the first time in a long time, every single... When we saw Venom yesterday morning, every single preview for the movies was a movie that I wanted to watch.
The trailers.
Yeah. So I was actually really excited about it because every single movie, there was a shit ton of trailers too, but every single one I was like, man, that looks good. Hey, that looks good too. And I was just like, wow, holy crap. Like, look at all the good shit that's coming out.
Yeah.
I'm glad we renewed our AMC Stubbs A-list thing.
Yeah, if you subscribe to... What's that fucking one? Midnight's Edge. They got some Hollywood studio insiders, guys that work at the studios, and they kind of let you know what's going on, you know, through their friends. Fucking the studios and the theaters they can't fuck around anymore. They got to get asses in seats. They can't just go around making movies for directors, you know what I mean? Producers making whatever movie they want. They're gonna have to attract the crowd. So. And they were saying that the new movies for 2021 will start being a lot harder hitting, and it looked like that they were right.
And I like too that they were kind of like all over the place. It's like, you know, there were big kind of tentpole ones that everybody's kind of looking forward to, like Dune and stuff. Yeah. But then there were kind of like weird ones, like you know, One Night in Soho, which I'm really super jazzed about. That trailer looks fantastic. That looks like a really cool movie.
The movies we've been seeing for the past couple of years have been in the works for fucking 5 years in some cases.
Yeah.
And they had to play them because they were making them. But evidently they were considered, those were kind of like the passé movies from the old strategy. They're going to have to fucking be real crowd-pleasing movies now. And they're going to have to fucking... Because they got to compete with streaming services.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about it, though, is that, you know, streaming services, their overheads are so much lower that, you know, they can obviously make a lot of indie stuff. You know, in series and everything like that. So there's kind of like something for everybody. If you want to go see, like, go to a theater and see a big ass, like, temple movie, you can do that. But you know what I mean?
They had a good movie about knights. They were showing that.
Yeah, that what was that called? The Last Duel.
The Last Duel.
Yeah, it's like based on a true story. That also looked good.
Had Adam Driver and a bunch of other guys in there, and it was all medieval. It looked fucking kind of realistic. Like, a lot of times it's the Robin Hood bullshit. You know, it looked realistic. They were fucking going to a duel over this woman. You know, she was fucking claiming the other dude had raped her. It's based on a real...
Yeah, it's based on a real story, yeah.
So that looked really good. Dune looked... The Dune trailer, the new one, looked fucking fantastic. I hope it's going to be good. I think it's going to be good. Just everything. That fucking Last Night in Soho, that ghost... It looked like some
One Night in Soho. Yeah. That looks really cool.
The new coming Halloween looked better than the last one.
Halloween Kills, yeah.
Yeah, that looked pretty
that
good.
That starts next week, I think, or the end of this week.
Yeah.
And that, like I said, House of Gucci, that looks really good, too.
Yeah, House of Gucci looked great. What's his name?
Ridley Scott.
Ridley Scott.
Adam Driver's in that, too.
Adam Driver in that one, too. And Lady Gaga.
And Lady Gaga's in
it. Which I'm impressed with her on screen. Her on-screen fucking performances are really good. Lady Gaga can act.
I mean, shit, man. Yeah. She was in, what did we see? The fucking...
The one where it's fucking...
Yeah, the musical thing.
Yeah, that musical one. She was great in that.
Yeah, she was actually really, really good in that. A Star is Born.
A Star is Born, yeah.
I so, gotta think of it in a second.
When we saw Venom, the first Venom, in that was about 2 years ago. That was
yeah,
one of the
2018.
Best, I thought that was one of the better movies of the year. I loved that movie. I thought it was really cool.
It was super fun.
I thought it was really good. I'm not a big superhero movie fan. If it is a fucking superhero type movie, it's got to be really entertaining. And this is one of them that I really thought was great. And the other one I thought was great was Shazam. I thought Aquaman was pretty good. Wasn't too impressed with the Marvel shit.
Well, the thing about that's, you know, all those have in common is that they're fun. They're funny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, the
it's
Venom
be a
movies.
Good mixture. A mixture
yeah,
of shit. Yeah.
Are funny.
Yeah.
And honestly,
funny and violent.
Yeah. Honestly, I have to say, I really liked the first Venom. I think I liked this one better.
So do I.
I think this one was funnier.
Yeah.
I liked the
more
first
violent.
One. It was more violent. Still PG-13, but they got away with a lot of shit. You know, they very artfully like edited things, so it's still like the violence was implied, but it wasn't like super gory.
Tom Hardy fucking had a hand in writing the story. He also partially produced this movie.
Yeah.
So he's all in on this. You know.
And you can tell he's
you
having a fucking blast playing this character.
He loves this character, and he loves this fucking movie.
I love Tom Hardy, seriously.
And, he does the voice for Venom, too. And, I was impressed, man. And after fucking seeing Bond, I hope Tom Hardy's the next James Bond. He'd make a great James Bond.
I think Tom Hardy'd make a fucking great James Bond.
He's the right age.
He's such a great actor. He's so versatile. He's in just so much different shit.
It's gonna be honest, you know. It's gonna be fucking hard to fill fucking Daniel Craig's shoes. I have a lot of respect for Daniel Craig's and his work in James Bond. You're gonna have to be somebody to fill that Bond void, and I think Tom Hardy can do it. That's just my opinion. I'd love to see him as James Bond.
I would actually like that as well.
Yeah.
But so the thing about this one, I think what I liked about this one, one, I like that they added the Woody Harrelson, you know, serial killer character. What's his fucking name?
Carnage.
Well, I know Carnage, but I can't remember what his real name is. Cassidy.
Something, yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, and he looks great in this movie. Woody fucking looks a lot younger. He looks fucking like he's in great shape.
I mean, you know that they asked him to be in this because of Natural Born Killers, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and he's playing, and I love that he's, like I said, everybody in this is just, they know this is just like a fun fucking superhero movie, and everybody, like Woody Harrelson is just like camping it up. He's just kind of like chewing the scenery, and it's awesome. It's great. And I really love, too, I think what they did initially, the first Venom movie, I think Carnage was supposed to be in the first Venom movie, but I think everybody responded so well to the interplay between Eddie Brock, you know, Tom Hardy's character, and Venom, like, you know, being in the same body, like the argument. It's like everybody liked that so much that they're like, okay, well, when we make the sequel, we're going to focus on that. And I think that was a good decision because that shit's hilarious. Because think about how that would be, having this like sort of evil brain-eating symbiote that's sharing a body with you. And it's so funny. They almost do it like a fucked up rom-com.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, but it's like really fucked up and violent.
Exactly,
it's like
it's
super
like, I've
funny.
I've got one of those. I've got one of those. That's who I'm talking to.
I know.
It's talking to me. You just don't hear it. That's why I say bizarre shit. I don't even know. You are fucked up.
I know.
Shit like
he
that.
Just like talks to himself all the time and talks to things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucking. But it's,
so yeah,
it's
you
like
have that,
that
same thing. Well, that's what's so funny about it. I think is that you know Eddie Brock has that, except it's real and it's an alien.
Yeah.
So I really like that they. Do you know? I was reading the Wikipedia page for this earlier, and they actually toyed with the idea of calling this Venom "Love Will Tear Us Apart."
Yeah. Actually, that's
because they
in
have
it.
Not the Joy Division version, but there's like a cover of it, like sort of a reggae-ish kind of version.
It's got a real good score. It has a lot of songs in it. It's got Love to Tear Us Apart. It's got some rap songs, some of them original rap songs that were in it in the end credits. They were all pretty good. They were all good. And I'm not a real big fan of modern rap, but this was good. I thought this was really good, modern rap. Remember that? Venom?
I liked that. I liked that song.
Yeah, it was a bunch of shit that was good in it. It was, I think it knocked it out of the park. It was much better than I thought it was going to be. And I loved the first one. This one was even better.
I think the reason that this was, like I said, because the first one they had to establish, you know, Venom coming to Earth and like taking over and them, you know, him like being compatible with the symbiote and everything like that. Whereas this movie, you know, that's already established. So you can like widen the story out, you know what I mean? Because all of that stuff has already been set up. So now it's kind of like he's had Venom in him for so long that it's almost kind of like, you know, they're like an old married couple at this point
where they're always
like fucking fighting with each other and everything. Yeah. And then they have to, and then they like kind of break up at some point, which that's what you said. He's like, hey, they broke up.
Yeah, they broke up. They did break up. Yeah. They broke up and Venom jumped out of him and it was going into random people. And he wasn't real compatible with them. Eventually, it got into somebody. He goes to a goth club. There's a lot of goth influence in this. Woody Harrelson's evil girlfriend, what's her name? Shriek?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's kind of like this black goth chick. And
played by Naomi Harris, who was also Moneypenny in the Bond movies.
Yeah, yeah.
She's seen two movies with her in two days.
She did a real good job in it. Goes to the fucking goth club, and they're having a damn... like a costume party.
Yeah, it's like a masquerade.
Yeah. And Venom says he's out. He's come out of the fucking closet.
Look at all these weirdos.
Yeah, yeah. Because he doesn't have to hide himself. He's walking around and they go, man, it's a great costume. And he goes, made it myself.
That shit was so funny.
Made it myself. And he's looking like the life of the party and shit. If he could only see me now. Because he didn't think that he could survive on his own without him and that kind of shit, you know.
But I'm free. I'm out.
Yeah, I'm free. Yeah. There is a lot of like funny fucking kind of like gay jokes in it about them being together and being a couple and breaking up and then fucking and in the end he goes, I love you.
Well, it's also like, in a way, it's a crazy monster movie, but it's also kind of like about self-acceptance.
Kind of, yeah.
And it's about accepting your partner with all their flaws.
Yeah.
It's kind of sweet in that way.
Right. Well, that's what would happen. It's not a sexual thing. It's just that it's a symbiotic creature, and it can't stay inside of somebody that it's just not compatible with.
Right.
And it's compatible with this guy. It gives him superpowers and fucking all kinds, and helps him out. And they fight, but he does love. They do love each other. It's fucking funny, you know.
And I love that.
But that's how it would have to be, because whatever you're doing, it knows.
Yeah.
It knows everything. It was attracted to his girlfriend. And it's telling him, no, dude, you know, be nice. And then he's talking to him. It's trying to get him back together and shit. It's fucking funny.
Can I just give a shout out to Mrs. Chen? The lady that owns the shop where he goes and buys like the chocolate and stuff like that, because she knows about Venom. They established that in the first one. And she's only in like a couple scenes, but and at one point like Venom like takes her over like when they broke up and stuff like that. And oh my God, I love Mrs. Chen so much. I would watch a whole movie about her. She's fucking awesome.
And I like the fact that it addressed fucking what it would like to have a fucking alien symbiotic fucking creature that's just basically fucking has to eat brains and kind of rage filled. It fucks up his apartment. He can't keep an apartment straight. It fucking jumps out and starts fucking cooking shit and fucking bringing big plates of food, knocking things over. It's messy as shit. They're fighting each other. They got into a big fight. There's just a lot of really cool scenes. And Tom Hardy, fucking, he pulled it off, man. I really believed it. You could tell it's all CG.
Well, yeah,
but
obviously.
You're just buying it hook, line, and sinker. And it's not the special effects. It's the storytelling.
Yeah.
My hat's off to fucking Tom Hardy. If he helped write this story, man, more. We need more of that, bro. Because, the story's right there. That is a good story.
I mean, I laughed out loud a lot during this movie. Yeah. It was even funnier than the first
one. Yeah, the dialogue was fucking hilarious. But you know what? It wasn't a lightweight movie. I mean, some of that shit was straight out of fucking... There was like alien horror and stuff. And a lot of violence. Biting people's heads off. When I saw the first Venom and he says, I'd like to bite your head off and watch them roll like turds. And I wanted to see that. Well, you do get to see that.
Yeah, like I said, a lot of the violence.
Carnage doing it.
Yeah.
Because you can't have Venom doing it because he's supposed to be the good guy. And
he's supposed to be sort of a good guy.
So you see Carnage doing all kinds of shit. And you're like, oh, okay, this is what they're like, you know. And no spoilers. It's even at the end. Just wait through the credits, and you're gonna see that sets up the next movie, and it was awesome.
Yeah, there's not an end credit scene because we waited, but there is a mid credit scene. Well, they're tying it in with.
Don't spoil it. Don't spoil it.
Okay.
Don't spoil it.
Well, I mean, anybody that's read the comics.
I know that, but I was like, oh, they're doing that. Like, okay. All right.
This actually, the story is mostly taken from the storyline, which is called Maximum Carnage, like from the comics. And a lot of people are like, why didn't they just call the movie that? I don't know. Who knows? But Shriek is in this. Yeah. Like that's, you know, it's just like in the comics. She's, you know, Cassidy's girlfriend who has that Sonic scream thing. Yeah. And and then, you know, Woody Harrelson, the serial killer, he gets his own symbiote Carnage, who is like kind of bigger and stronger and has more arms and shit like that. So you have all that going on while you also have like Eddie and Venom like kind of fighting and breaking up over various things. And,
oh, Venom eats people in this movie too, but they're bad guys.
Yeah.
He eats some bad guys.
I mean, I'm just kind of crapping. I'm just cracking up how... What would you do? It's like, he just wants to eat people all the time.
Yeah.
You can eat everyone if you just...
Well, I don't want to spoil everything, but fucking Venom... When Venom sees Carnage, he's like, oh, it's a red one. It's a red one. We're going to die.
Yeah.
It's a lot stronger. All right.
Yeah, that was fucking funny, that scene.
Yeah. So, fucking Tom Hardy's character... What's his name again in the movie?
Eddie Brock.
Eddie goes, I promise you. Come back, you know, because he just zoom, goes back inside.
He's like, yeah, nope.
He's like, come. They show this in the trailer, so it's not that much of a spoiler. He goes, come back, and I'll let you eat people. I'll let you eat some heads. And he's like, you promise? He goes, yes, you can eat some. You can eat some heads. Fucking, yeah.
Because he's like, well, he has to like tamp down his worst impulses.
Yeah.
That's one of the main things that they fight about all the time, is that Venom really wants to eat people's brains, and obviously Eddie Brock does not want him to. So he's kind of trying to keep him on a diet, I guess, is the best way to put that, of not eating human brains. But it's just not good enough.
Yeah, he's eating bad people, though.
Beesnet says, watch The Squid Game. Seriously, everybody is talking about that.
What is that on?
It's on Netflix, I think.
Okay.
I'll have to get it. It's Korean, I think.
What's it about?
It's a Korean series. I'm not sure, but I've seen every single fucking horror channel, like, just, you know, just
a horror movie?
Just squirting over it. It's a series. I still gotta watch that. I still gotta watch, the new Mike Flanagan series. I'm so fucking behind you guys. And I think Louie recommended another movie on Netflix called The Old Ways. And I wanted to watch that as well, because I've also seen that all over the horror channels. And I haven't watched any reviews. Like I said, I don't watch reviews of stuff like before I watch it, because I don't want anything spoiled. I just like to come to things with a fresh eye. But so that's another one. So I have like a huge list. I might watch that one tonight because it's just a movie. But Yeah, I definitely want to get into the Squid Game because everybody is like fucking getting erections over that, and you know, it sounds kind of cool. So we'll see how that goes.
So far, I can vouch for Bond. I'm a fucking Bond fan. You got some guys that are fucking hemming and hawing. Well, it did.
I liked it. I really, really liked it.
Some people are being a little. Some guys like Nerderotic. I love his channel and everything. They get overly critical on some of these movies. All right. Fucking No Time to Die was a solid Bond flick with Craig in it. One of the better ones.
Yeah, I was like, I was completely enthralled and entertained the whole entire time.
And they wrapped up Daniel Craig, James Bond. They didn't leave any loose ends, and I was happy. And I could stand, and I fucking stand by fucking Venom.
Venom is just a big, dumb, fun action movie with like a lot of really funny fucking comedy in it. Yeah. Unless, like I said, Tom Hardy is so fucking great. I love him in everything. Woody Harrelson is fucking great.
It had some horror tone to it, too.
Yeah, but it's just like, it's just super fun.
Yeah.
And it's like really, really fast paced. I think it's only an hour and a half long.
Yeah, not boring at all. Just bam,
and it
bam,
just,
bam,
yeah,
bam.
Just no wasted scenes, no nothing. Everyone just like went jump, 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 like right to the thing. And, you know, big monster fight at the end. Yeah. Like I said, Shriek was in there. There was like mid credit sequence.
Pretty good special effects.
Yeah, it was just, it's just like a fun fucking movie. I had a really good time with it.
Woody Harrelson was looking great. I mean, I don't know how old that guy is. I think he's older. He's older than me. He was looking great in it.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
He was in Zombieland Double Tap.
He's older than me by 5 years at least, I think.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
He's just so great in roles like this. Like I said, he was really doing the thing from Natural Born Killers. Well, I think that's why they wanted him because of, you know, being, what's his face, Mickey in Natural Born Killers. And that's kind of like what he does in this one. But everybody that's in the movie knows that it's just like a fun, silly monster movie, but like with darker elements.
Yeah.
And like I said, I really, really liked...
They took it seriously, though.
They did.
Yeah.
And I mean, honestly, the best thing about it, like I said, is the interplay between between Eddie Brock and Venom.
Venom, yeah.
Like, and them just like constantly like bickering like inside the head.
They fucking fight like a married couple.
I know. It's fucking so funny. And it's like everybody, and it's funny because everybody in the movie like acknowledges that too. Like, like Anne, his ex-fiance, like her new boyfriend, Dr. Dan, is just kind of like, they so need couples counseling. Because it's just kind of like, the fights that they have are just like so fucking funny because that's like exactly what would happen.
Yeah. You might have some people like, some of these other channels go, they'll win. That's kind of, oh, come on, man. If you've ever been in the Army, that's what it's like. That's what it's like fucking in the Army, living fucking at close quarters with a bunch of dudes that are your brothers. It's constant fucking bickering over personal shit because everybody lives together.
Yeah.
Literally lives together. Motherfucker sleeps 2 feet from you constantly.
Well, I mean, that's what happens. Anybody.
It's just what happens. Just they know everything about each other, and they're constantly.
Whether you're
and,
a married couple or whether you're best friends or whatever, anybody that lives in close proximity to other people,
you know everything about them. Yeah,
and you know everything about them, even though you'd rather not. Sometimes that's just kind of like how that happens.
That's what happens, right?
And it's just like, it's really funny when that's applied to like a person and an evil alien symbiote.
Yeah,
I mean, that's just very funny to me.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just really, really enjoyed it. I thought it was super fun.
It was funny though when they broke up,
yeah.
And fucking alien goes to the club and just bees himself.
And everyone is like, yeah!
And he goes, I am out of the Eddie closet.
He's like walking, and he had like the fucking glow thing. Like,
yeah, he had all the fucking neon glow.
Because everyone, it was a masquerade, so everyone thought he was like a costume.
Yeah, that is a fantastic costume. He's like, thank you. The fucking teeth, it's obviously not a costume. But I thought it was great, yeah.
Yeah, and he gets up on the stage and gives like a big long speech. Like I said, it's a big dumb fun monster movie, but it also, like I said, it was kind of sweet actually because it was kind of talking about their friendship, their bromance. You know,
had a lot of good moral messages in it about friendship. It, you know, is fucking solid mythological storytelling. Solid storytelling.
They are going to make another one.
Oh, they have to.
Tom Hardy. Well, Tom Hardy, even when he did the first one, you know, that did well. So they knew they were going to make a sequel. But he had signed a contract to do 3, at least. So they are going to do one more. And it looks like they are going to do a third one because this one is doing really well. Like, this one actually, like, you know, broke some records and stuff like that. So it's made, like, more money than they expected, like over the first few, like over the opening weekend.
I put it up there. I put fucking Venom 1 up there with Shazam. I hope the fucking Shazam 2, which I think is gonna have The Rock in it. Is he gonna be Black Adder in it? I think.
Not Black Adder. That's a different. That's a whole different show.
What's it called?
I can't remember. Black Adam.
Black Adam. Yeah. And then Black Adam.
Black Adder was that British, that's a British TV show.
I think Black Adam is from the Shazam series, right? I think.
I thought so. Well, and they hinted it, like, right?
He's saying he was going to do it. He was getting ready for that.
I thought they were working on the next Shazam, right? I don't know if it's, like, in pre-production or post-production.
When Shazam, because I follow The Rock on Instagram, and, like, day two or three of Shazam opening. I think it was like, he got on there and he goes, "All right, guys, thank you very much for coming to see Shazam. We're going to make another one and fucking blah, blah, blah. He's going to be in it, you know." And then he said something about Black Adam. But I haven't checked back with it. Because I think The Rock was somehow involved with
Shazam. He was a producer on it, I think. Yeah.
He saw the fucking returns and he's like, "Yeah, okay, we'll make another one." He goes, "Thank you very much."
Yeah, like I said, I'm sure they're making another one. I don't know when it's going to come out, but yeah, that would be. And like I said, they hinted that he was going to be in the next one.
Some people didn't like Shazam. I thought the tone was perfect because I grew up with Shazam, fucking, seeing
that shit. I had a lot of fun with that one. That was really entertaining.
Sid and Marty Krofft version of the Shazam TV show. And they did kind of capture it. They made it better, actually. The TV Shazam wasn't that good, but they just captured the kind of fun of 70s superheroes, what it was.
Well, I mean, you can shit on the modern day all you want, like, superhero movies and stuff, but you got to say, like, prior to recent times, nobody took comic books or superheroes seriously. No. So, like, every time they made a movie or a TV show, it normally was not that good.
No.
I mean, other than, like, the first Superman and shit like that, that was obviously really awesome. But I kind of feel like a lot of the time people are just like, "Oh, this is just like a dumbass movie." Like, they didn't really take it all that seriously. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying that taking it seriously, like, it can't be fun, obviously. But I'm just saying take it seriously as, like, a piece of fiction. Like, don't just, like, make some half-assed, whatever. Like, fucking those nerds will watch it.
You got to respect the story.
Yeah.
You got to respect the story. You got to respect what the original creator was trying to do.
I mean, look at the crap comic book movies they made in, like, the 80s and stuff. Terrible. Like, they were just awful. Most of them were just awful. And even in the 90s.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of the comic book movies they made back then were just shit. I mean,
yeah.
Because you could tell they were just, like, stupid cash grabs. It was just kind of like when they made like movies that were like video game adaptations, and most of them just sucked.
Yeah,
because you could tell that they were just, all the kids are playing this game, so let's make like some cheap jack movie out of it. They were awful.
When I was growing up, there were only three good superhero movies. That was Superman 1, 2, and 3, and 3 was
iffy.
It had problems. Yeah,
although that was the one with Richard Pryor, right?
Yeah, I felt sorry for him because Richard Pryor was a huge fan of 1 and 2. And
I mean,
he did not want it to be a comedy. He wanted it to be fucking serious.
Yeah.
And he wanted to be in, he got in that movie, but he didn't like the script. And they wanted him to try to, like, kill Superman in it. And he goes, "I can't do that, man. Fucking,
I love Superman.
Yeah, I can't do
that. Don't make me do that."
Yeah. So they worked it around where Richard Pryor actually kind of helped save Superman in the end. He was a bad guy, kind of. But a good guy in the end.
Yeah. So, he was good-hearted.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. He's a computer guy.
A bunch of people are saying, like, yeah, Squid Game is awesome and that we need to watch it. And everyone's saying, yeah, Midnight Mass. That's another one. That's the Mike Flanagan one. That's also on my list. God, I have so much stuff I got to watch, you guys. Hardy needs to do another Mad Max. Yeah, when are they going to do another Mad Max? Honestly, it's funny because
they were going to get right on one, but it didn't happen.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when we were actually, after we were watching, after we watched Venom, I was kind of like watching Tom Hardy again. I was like, man, this makes me want to watch Mad Max Fury Road for like the 20th time. Because I never get sick of that movie. I could just watch it over and over. Yeah, Esther said Midnight Mass is next on my watch list. Does anyone remember Tank Girl? I do. I actually quite liked Tank Girl.
Yeah, I thought it was okay.
I haven't seen it in a long time.
Yeah, I haven't seen it in a long time.
But I remember liking it when it came out. I thought it was like, I thought it was like a lot of fun. But, I'll watch it again at some point just to see if it, If anyone has Peacock TV, you'll be able to stream Halloween Kills. I mean, like I said, we pay for that AMC thing. We reinstated the AMC A-list thing, so we'll be able to see it for free. So.
Connor said Mike Flanagan made that series and it has great writing. Well,
Midnight Mass.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Netflix. It's his new one. He made Haunting of Hill House and Haunting of Bly Manor. And he made some movies like Oculus and shit like that. Yeah. Huh?
He's getting drunk, drinking Bohemia beer.
Yeah, it's Monday, and normally we wouldn't drink on Monday, but Tom came home from the house and he's like, "Hey, you want a drink?" I was like, "Yeah, why not?" I mean, you know. So I'm not getting drunk or anything. This is just one, but why not? It's toward the end of the day. It's a little bit past 5.
I got done with that house, so I'm fucking just relieved that I got done with that house so early.
Well, I mean, yeah.
There's nothing more I can do there.
That's been like, because you've been over there like pretty much every day. Yeah. Like we took the weekend off so we could do some other shit, but
yeah,
it's kind of like we couldn't really get a lot of shit done here because he was doing shit over there. Like yesterday I went to Home Depot. Like I was concentrating on doing this office because this was going to be on camera. You know what I mean? So I said, okay, I want to get this office done like before we do anything. So we haven't really done anything in most of the other rooms. Like the bedroom does not even have curtains. It has a bed and the TV and that's it.
Yeah.
Like everything's put up in the closet and everything like that. But it's like, we haven't put up any artwork. There's not even a curtain rod. Right. So it's like yesterday we went to Home Depot and I said, I'm buying a curtain rod. God damn it. Because we have curtains. We just haven't put them up yet.
I want to buy this place. I was talking to the landlord and he's going, you got to get on that new, don't procrastinate. You know, he's like, I'll sell it to you. You'll save 20% because there's no realtor. You're just buying it directly from me. We don't need a realtor. You don't need a realtor to find it. You'll save 20%. And he goes, but if somebody comes with $520,000, I'll take it. So you know, don't procrastinate. You want to get this thing soon. He's pressuring me.
Well, see, that's the thing. Like, our landlords, they're lovely people, but they own a bunch of properties.
They own a bunch of these,
But, you know, they're getting older, and you can tell that
they all want to retire. He's 70.
They want to retire, and they don't want to manage all these properties anymore, so I think they're trying to sell them all off.
Trying to get them all off, And he's 77 or 78. Yeah. So he's pretty old. You know, but he's moving around good. He doesn't seem to be that old, but he, you know, so he's saying, you know.
He had trouble with the stairs here, but like I said, that's why, like, it took him, like, a really long time, like, to get up the notes.
Yeah.
But that's why they moved out of here, because that's why they moved into our old house.
They were here? They were living here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or they were living in this house, or they were living in another one that was two-story?
Yeah, they were living in another two-story house.
Oh, okay. I thought they were living
in this. No, they weren't living in
this. Oh, no, that's right, because, yeah, there was somebody else here renting this. I can't remember what their name was, but I got some of their mail the other day. But yes, they were living in another two-story house. But this was another. They own like 12 or 13 properties, something like
that.
So, like, kind of all over this area. But
I just hope I can get a loan this big. See? He's like, you can do it. Yeah,
you can do it.
It's not going to be a problem. It's not going to be a problem. But they probably say that to everybody.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. We'll see how it turns out when it turns out.
I contacted VFW and my representative there, man. Fucking, I got him on it. He's gonna. I'm in line. As soon as when he gets back to me, I told him what I wanted, and I'm gonna have him go to the VA for me. Cause you got VFW behind you, then they know exactly who in the VA system to go to what desk to get it on, to get it as quickly as possible, and to get you your shit. You know what I mean? So.
I mean, you should be able to get
something
at least, like I said, because you get all kind of like benefits. Like, you know, you should be able to get.
I got shit I haven't even asked for.
That's what I mean.
I got all kinds.
It's like, you know,
for all kinds of shit.
You get your pension every month, but you don't really ask for anything other than you have your
housing allowance. I could get food allowance.
That's what I mean. All you ever use is, you know, your pension and your medical. Like, you go every 6 months or whatever. Like, for a checkup, and you go for your eye doctor. That's, like, all you use.
If I was greedy and fucking, I could sit around and fucking lodge all kinds of fucking requests for shit and say, yeah, I need fucking anger management, I need this and that, and they send you to these programs, they pay you to go.
That's what I mean. It's like, you should take advantage.
But sometimes you're gone for a couple weeks, though. It's not here. They got to fly you out somewhere else. And then you're in a hotel with a bunch of other fucking veterans and shit, fucking getting into trouble and shit. Those dudes riding that system to make money. They're getting paid. You're getting paid.
Well, so, I mean,
the VA system.
If I would really take wanna, it. If, I would take it if you if I had that available.
They got guys that work. They got guys that work the VA system full time like it's a job.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I don't blame them.
Yeah.
Shit, man, you did your time.
Yeah.
Fucking take advantage. Like I said, there's a lot of people that don't have access to that, so you probably should.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Grand Theft Hammer said pension and medical is huge. Yeah, like most people don't get that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm not going to get a pension, that's for sure.
Yeah. No, man, I'm at 90.
I haven't had medical insurance for years.
I'm at 90% of active duty pay, and I get raises.
Yeah.
Full medical.
Yeah. So, but the like medical I said, isn't you're lucky. That
good. It's mostly just if you're
yeah,
dying.
But it's better than like right. what I have, which right. is. Zilch.
Yeah.
Which is don't get sick or get sick. Or pay thousands of dollars.
Go to I'll the emergency
like,
room.
It's like, yeah, yeah. It's like, you know, oh, my hand fell off. Well, I can live without that, I guess.
Constance,
I have another one.
I don't see Conan, dude. He needs to be up there. This is Jenny's studio now. Fucking.
Conan's probably going in the gym, which is next door.
Yeah, I got a gym and then I got another room in there. It's going to might be my like studio.
It's going to be Tom's man cave.
Yeah. And
the Tom
cave. Probably we'll go in there. And if I ever want to do one of my own streams, I'll do it in there. So it'll be in the background of my
So he'll have stuff. His own office.
I'll have it. Yeah.
That's why I can't believe how many fucking rooms are in this house. Yeah. When they first like showed us this house, and we looked like downstairs is like gorgeous, but when I came upstairs, I'm like, bitch, this is like a whole house by itself.
Right. Downstairs doesn't seem to be that big because it includes.
If there was a kitchen up here, you could just live up here and never go downstairs ever.
Downstairs doesn't seem to be that big because it's got like, it's broken up in kind of a weird way, and then it's the garage. It's the garage.
Garage, and there's a laundry room.
Yeah, there is a bedroom down there, but. I mean,
up here
is a lot better.
There are four bedrooms and a big, huge, like kind of sort of like quasi open, like a living area, and it's massive.
Right, and you see, I'm kind of like hesitant to invest a bunch of money in furniture and fucking paint and shit for something that fucking I don't own yet.
Well, if you can get the loan.
As soon as that loan goes through, then I'll start fucking working on
it. You know, we'll worry about it. I can help you out with it, but like I said, my credit is not fantastic. Yeah. It's probably better than
I'm going to claim you as just income as a renter.
Oh, now see, that might work out better.
Right. So you won't be involved in it.
Because like I said, I mean, my credit sucks, but it's not terrible. Mm-hmm. But I did have a foreclosure, but that was like 10 years ago. So I think
probably gone now.
So I think after a time that they don't really like
that was during the great collapse.
Yeah, that was like because my mortgage was underwater.
That happened to everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was just, and the house wasn't even that expensive to start with.
No,
and
a
I was
just kind of like cheap house.
Yeah, I think it was 80,000.
Yeah, that's
84,000. Something like that. So yeah, and I just gonna and actually
five,
I had
six times that.
And I had moved out. My ex-husband was still living there.
Yeah.
But then he abandoned it. And then I was just kind of like, well, I'm not paying for the shit because I don't live there anymore. I'd moved out. I'd moved to an apartment over here. So, you know, that's how that whole shit worked out. But yeah, well, I don't know. We'll see how it goes. All right. You done talking?
I'm done.
You done? We haven't even finished a drink. But yeah, seriously, the Venom movie is super funny.
Worth seeing.
I liked it better than the first one. And I liked the first one.
I liked the first one too, yeah.
But this one was like a lot more fun.
Yeah.
I thought it was like funnier, you know. I liked the serial killer and the whole angle and the whole carnage thing, and I don't
Shazam's
know.
Shazam's gonna have to fucking make sure that it's as good as this. Shazam 2. That's all I'm saying.
I'm excited to see Shazam 2. We'll see.
Yeah, Shazam.
It's probably it'll probably come out next year.
Yeah.
Next year or the year after. But like I said, I'm actually kind of jazzed because all the trailers that I saw, I was like, every single one of them was like, that's a movie I want to see.
Yeah.
Which isn't something that usually happens, but I think every single one of them was a movie I wanted to see. So we'll probably be doing a lot of them. We're going to go to the theater. We're paying for the shit. Might as well.
I hope Dune doesn't let me down.
Well, don't get your expectations up too high. It looks awesome.
I thought James Bond was going to suck. I was fucking pleasantly just surprised when I watched that movie. It was like, oh, this is actually good. This is a good movie.
I didn't think and it was gonna like, suck, but I was just kind of like, well, I'm not going into it with any like expectations. I was like, this will probably be fine.
I thought it was gonna suck.
I didn't really have any expectations, but I was actually pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
I mean, I've found it really, really enjoyable and really entertaining. You know, and like I said, even though it's almost 3 hours, it totally did not seem that long to me.
No, it went by fast.
It totally did not.
It's one of the better ones in the series.
I was totally involved.
I thought it was one of the better ones in the series.
Oracle says, one thing I like about what I've heard about Dune is that they cast a good type for Duncan Idaho.
Yeah, that was the guy, same guy that they played, that was the same guy that played Aquaman, wasn't it?
Yeah, that looked like Jason Momoa, didn't it? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, somebody said, where's Grogu? He's still in the living room, isn't he?
Yeah, we can put Grogu up there.
Oh, my God, he has to come back in here.
Yeah.
Like I said, we've been, like, moving stuff around. There's, like, a bunch of stuff in the living room still.
Boxes and shit.
There was still, like, boxes in there. Yeah. Like I said, we're so behind. We're trying to get shit done, but there's still, like, crap all over the
house. Why don't you pick up a camera and show them the whole room?
Here, do it. I made a video earlier. Oops, well. I made a video earlier. Okay.
Just rotate it.
I know, but okay. So that's do. I haven't got like all the posters up yet because I don't have enough frames.
Yeah, and the lighting is not correct, really. Yeah.
Look at my fabulous curtains. I love those curtains. Look at that gothy shit over there. Oop, there's my hairline. Yeah. See?
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm just, ugh. This is like so, I have so much crap in this room. I had everything like set up so I didn't have to like move anything, but you know. Okay, there we go. There we go. But yeah, I'm just, we'll see. Oops, what happened? Oh shit, I touched my phone. What did I do? Okay, nothing.
Okay.
Oh, I turned on Bluetooth tethering. I didn't mean to do that, but it doesn't matter. As long as I have USB tethering on, we're fine, because as long as my phone's, like, attached.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hugo said it looks awesome, lots of space. I can't believe, I didn't realize how much bigger this room was
versus the
other one until I put all my fucking furniture and set up all my desks in here. I'm like, oh my God, this room is fucking massive.
There's three desks in here and a bunch of computers, and then there's, like, a dressing room.
There's a bookshelf over there. Yeah. There's a bookshelf over there. There's a bookshelf over there. I got shit everywhere in this place.
Yeah, and we're on the second floor.
Yeah, and it's like I got a little dressing room right there, a little coffee station. I got my own coffee pot.
Yeah,
I can go over there. It's just like a fucking office. It's awesome. Yeah. All right, so are we ready to wrap it up? All right, so tonight we'll probably, like I said, I either watch The Old Ways or I might start watching like one of the series. I'll see how long like it takes to watch them, so we'll have something to like talk about tomorrow. But yeah, go see Venom, Let There Be Carnage. It's super fun. You know, we'll see what happens tomorrow. We might be on at 3 tomorrow, because you don't have to like go to the old house, right? I mean, you have to go briefly, but you don't have to be there all day,
right?
All right, so maybe we'll actually be at 3 o'clock tomorrow like usual. And then Wednesday night, do you want to do the show on Wednesday night, like the topic? Do you know what the topic is? How to survive a catastrophe.
Okay. All right, yeah. I'm ready for that.
Everybody voted for that because they were like, yeah, Tom's going to be super fun on that show.
Yep.
And I was like, yeah, I agree. Somebody like recommended that a while back, and I was like, yeah, that sounds like a good... So we'll do that on Wednesday night maybe, and then Friday night we'll do sidetracks.
Okay.
Because then I don't have to worry about... We can just have a good time and drink and talk about a bunch of...
I want to go for a ride tomorrow.
Bullshit. Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
You should.
I'm fucking wound up, man.
Yeah, well, you know, it's been a very stressful
couple
of weeks.
I need to go for a fucking ride, but tear some shit up, maybe go down to that biker bar during the day, do some day drinking.
We were coming back
last time I was in there, man, I was day drinking with their bikers. I'm going to get that shit on video. The biker bar is right across the street from the fucking Mexican market. What I've been telling you about, that I used to go down to get the El Yucatano.
That's a cool place, actually.
I went in there and ate, and dude, they improved the menu a lot better. Went in there and got like 3 gorditas, and they were with carne al pastor, pork al pastor, and they were good, man, real good. They had like these corn muffins that it sliced, had beans and fucking carne al pastor, with it, and I think it had mayonnaise, which I didn't expect that, but it had mayonnaise and fucking lettuce with, got a thing of guacamole. It came in the damn stone urn. Fucking good, man. It's good.
I'm gonna have to go eat there again. We ate there before, but that was like a, that was a long time ago.
It's much better now. They have all kinds of stuff on there, man. Mexican chicken.
That's a cool place. I said, it's like half like a Mexican grocery store and type thing. Restaurant. And then half a restaurant.
Yeah, and it's not a fancy restaurant. It's like a little diner. And then all the work guys, when I was in there, man, all the workers were coming in and they were supplying the workers with big old fucking buckets of soup.
Mmm.
Mexican soup. They were giving them soup. And they were giving them all tortillas and shit, sending them to work. So, you know, in the morning, I guess they have a contract or something. There must have been 5 or 6 work crews stop by to pick up their breakfast. It's either breakfast or lunch. Probably both.
Because like I said, around this area, there's like...
It's all farms.
It's all farms. Yeah. So there's like a lot of like farm workers and stuff like that. So it's like they are all... Because they all go to the Circle K by our house too, getting the breakfast sandwiches.
Yeah.
That are 2 for $4.
Yeah, I'll make a video in there. I'll make a video in there sometime. Con, I'll show you the menu. And they give you a menu. It's got 2 sides to it.
Yeah, you should go. You should go like tape that shit.
They had all kinds of stuff on there. They didn't have. They didn't have machete though. They didn't have machete.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't have that. But cooking seemed to be pretty good.
It's funny because he used to like ride his motorcycle there from our old house, and that was like a while. But now we live right
here.
It's like not around the corner, but it's not that far.
About three miles from here.
It's like funny when you talked about day drinking, mm-hmm. and I was thinking about when we were coming back from Home Depot or Lowe's or whatever it is yesterday, and there was like some dude in front of us that was just weaving all over the place, and it was like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, right?
Yeah.
Or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm like, woo, somebody's day drinking, woo, out here in the country, and was like, fuck it.
Yeah. He said tortilla soup. It wasn't tortilla soup. I don't think it was tortilla soup. It was just a big old buckets of soup, and then they had some other stuff wrapped up that they took with them, and then they had a big old stack of tortillas about that high wrapped up in aluminum foil that they sent out with it. They had the whole thing and took it away in a big old basket. That's what they were giving. I didn't know what was in the other stuff, but some of it was soup. They were taking a huge ladle and filling up that damn bucket.
Man.
Yeah.
I love soup of all kinds.
Just some kind of broth type soup.
I'm gonna have to write
it. Had vegetables in it. I think it might have had noodles in it.
I just went to Publix Deli and got a tuna salad sandwich today.
Yeah.
And a little bit of a salad. So, you know. All right. So we'll be back tomorrow talking about a movie or a series or whatever we decide to watch later on this evening. So thanks, everybody, for dropping by. And we'll see you guys again tomorrow. Bye.